So there's a story just about to come out under my byline in The Age. It's surrounding Essendon, and I think it's a pretty important story. So Craig Vozzo, who we know is the new chief executive, long-time, highly respected football boss of the West Coast Eagles, now CEO of the Bombers. He's been there since the start of December. He has restructured the football department at Essendon because of some growing tensions internally. So we know the long-time list boss is Adrian Dodoro. He's on staff. He's survived the review. He's continuing in his role. That's what we can tell you. He now will no longer report to the head of football, Josh Marnie. He will report directly to Craig, the CEO. And the coach, Brad Scott, will no longer report to the head of football. He's going to report directly to the CEO, which is quite unusual. It doesn't often happen at clubs. I think it might have happened for the West Coast Eagles when Craig was there, so it's something he's used to. But my understanding, and I've spoken to several people at the club today, is that there have been some growing tensions between Josh, the head of football, and Adrian, the list manager, and that's part of the reason for this restructure. Now, it just, for me, Richo, taking all the politics away from it, that makes things really hard for Brad Scott to start his tenure, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think one thing we now know in any sport or business, I don't think you can have any part of your program that's not in line with the other part, because you just can't be successful. And I think if you look at the recent success of all of the good clubs, they're all in line. There's no factions. There's nobody going off the message, off what the club is trying to do. I mean, Richmond had issues like that in the past. They finally sort that out. They get success. Look at Melbourne. Once they got behind Simon Goodwin and were all in line. I just think you can't give your club the best chance to win if you don't just have harmony right through your club in all areas. So that is a concern.
Particularly in the footy department, Richard. I mean, like, it just makes it so hard for a new coach coming in with a new group of players if he hasn't got everyone in his footy department on the same wavelength.
You want everyone singing from the same songbook, you know. So it makes it tough to win. It makes it tough to be successful.
Yeah, it does. And I feel for the Bombers, because I think that, I don't know what you think when you look at their list, Richo. I see some really talented young players, but I see time that needs to go into them. I don't think they can rush this, Essendon. And I fear for their supporters, because how many times have they heard this? How many times under Ben Rutten and John Worsfold did they ask for patience? And yet Brad might have to come in and actually do that again.
Yeah, but I think the messaging from Brad has been it's going to take a little while as well.
Yeah, I think the messaging from him has been ultra consistent.
Yeah, and you need everyone to now echo that messaging and be in line with that.
Yep.